Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Test, Brachos 9. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing when the children of Israel left Egypt. And so we've established that in an earlier Brice, Rebbe Lazar, Ben Azariah, and Rebbe Kiva were arguing about the Paschal lamb, if it was eaten until midnight or if it could be eaten until dawn. And Rebbe Akiva learned that from the word b'chipazon, with haste, that meant that the Pesach can be eaten until dawn, which is the time of chipazon, until time of haste. So the Gemara explains, well, what would, according to Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah, what would the word chipazon mean? So says Rebbe Abba, Hakom, both Rebbe Lezer and ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva modim, both of them admit, k'shen negalu Yisrael mimitzrayim, o negalu el be'erav, that when the children of Israel were redeemed from Egypt, that means when the Egyptians gave children of Israel the permission to leave Egypt, that happened in the middle of the night, as it states, "Ki b'chodesh aviv hotziacha Hashem alkach mimitzrayim laila." It states in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1, because in the spring month, God brought you out from Egypt at night. U'kashayatzu, but when they left Egypt, lo yatzu al b'yom, they traveled during the day when they left Egypt. As it says, "Mimacharas ha'pesach yatzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad ramah le'inei kol mitzrayim," that the day after the Paschal lamb, the children of Israel left Egypt with an outstretched hand, with a forceful hand, in front of the eyes of all of Egypt. And so we see from here that according to everybody, we learn out from the verse, V'achaltem oso b'chipazon, we learn that the Paschal lamb can be eaten until the time of chipazon, until the time of haste. Alman nechuku al shas chipazon. They're only arguing about what is this moment of chipazon. The Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah is of the position, my chipazon, when it says the haste, it means the chipazon to Mitzrayim, means the time when they left, when the Egyptians gave them permission to go, which means in the middle of the night, because that's when the firstborns were struck, and so therefore that's why the Paschal lamb can be eaten until the middle of the night. Whereas Rebbe Kiva's of the position, my chipazon to Israel, when the Jews were given the time to leave, which is in the morning. And so that's their dispute. And the Gemara now brings another proof, Tanya Nami Hachi, another proof for the fact that the redemption of Egypt happened at night. That God brought you out at night. But they didn't leave at night. That they only left during the day. So it states, as it states, so this teaches us that the redemption for them started for them in the middle of the night, that's where the redemption started. That God started, the Ben Yoyada explains that God started the redemption in the middle of the night so that the Jewish people would be feeling in their hearts from the day and the night before, because from the strength of their exodus from Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspired them to be his own slaves. We also see from here that the redemption needs to happen at night, because it needs to happen at the darkest point symbolically. That is from when we felt lowest. That was when the redemption happened. And since the Gemara is talking about the exodus from Egypt, the Gemara goes on and tells a lot more homilies about how the redemption happens. So it states in the verse in Exodus 11:2, Daber Nabaz Ne'a, speak to the children into the ears of the people, and say before the plague of darkness that Hashem tells Moshe to say, "V'yishal ish me'esrei eyo v'isha me'esrusa kli kasev klezav." The children of Israel were told to go and borrow from the Egyptians utensils. So the Bei Rabbi Yonai taught, "Ein na el washem bakasha." This was an expression of request. God was saying to request that Amoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, God said to Moses, "B'vakasha mimcha, I request from you, go and tell the children of Israel, b'vakasha mikem, shalu mitzrayim klei kasev klei zahav, that I request from you that you go and ask the Egyptians to borrow gold and silver." Why? Shelo yomar ozo tzadik, because Hashem says he doesn't want Avinu, our forefather, to come and make a taina against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, "Vavadum v'ni osam," that you fulfill the aspect of the promise in Genesis 15 that I will enslave them. Kiyemem, that you fulfilled, but v'achrechen yitzu b'rechush p'kadol, but afterwards you will leave with a great amount of wealth. Lo kiyem behem. So because of this, Amru, well, so therefore, the children of Israel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Wavai sheneitzei ba'atzmeinu, we'd rather go out right this second, even without any rechush gadol, even without a lot of wealth." Meaning to say, we don't even want to wait. We want to go right now. So This is a parable to a person who is enslaved in a prison. And the people say to him, we're going to take you out of jail tomorrow. And we're going to give you a lot of money. And the prisoner responds, he says, you know what, please just take me out today so that I request nothing from you. Meaning to say that the children of Israel, when they heard this request from Moses that they're going to get a lot of gold and silver, they said, we'd rather be free now. So that's how some interpreted. Others say, actually, the Swiss say, Chacham says, no. Moshe, the children of Israel didn't say that to Moshe, but the Gemara understands that the children of Israel have this parable in mind, that the children of Israel say, we'd rather be freed right away. And so we see from here that this is just the power of freedom, that if you say to a person, we're going to put you through so much pain, but at the end of it, you're going to be allowed to be released, and you're going to be released with great wealth, that's not worth it. That the pain and the suffering, is that there's nothing worth the price of freedom. The freedom, even for one moment, is the most important value. And so we see from here, even though the children of Israel were being promised that at the end of it, that they're going to have a lot of money, and even one day, they said even one day is not worth it to wait, and we'd rather have it right away, the freedom. That is the power of freedom.